In the case of the Professional Golfers Association versus Casey Martin, the U.S. Supreme Court is deliberating how the Americans with Disabilities Act applies to professional sports. Casey Martin, a professional golfer who suffers from a painful circulatory disorder in his leg, wants to be allowed to use a golf cart. Commentator Diana Nyad says concessions like that don't belong in pro sports.
Tiger Woods might have won this past weekend's tournament at Pebble Beach if he could have given his sprained knee a break by riding a cart instead of walking. But the rules of the PGA state that a player must walk, not ride, and Tiger finished out of the lead pack. To ride or not to ride? This is the crux of the argument in the case of the PGA versus Casey Martin. Well, Martin is 4 years into a stream of lawsuits arguing that a cart does not give him unfair advantage. Every step makes for excruciating pain in Martin's right leg. He can hit a beautiful 5-iron down the middle of the fairway, but he simply can't display his talents with a club if he has to walk. Well, the PGA contends that walking is an essential part of the game and that the judiciary system should not be able to dictate the rules of professional sports. And as unpopular as it is to side with the establishment against a young athlete with a disability, I'm with the PGA. In each round of golf on a championship course, a player walks up to 7 miles. Even so, it's hard to drum up a lot of respect for the fitness aspect of the game. We don't need to mention names, but several of the greats have not been hindered by bulging waistlines. It would seem an easy decision to simply forego the walking. But all sports have arbitrary, seemingly silly rules. Did you know the National Football League rules state that a player's pants must cover his knees? Well, it's their game, and they're entitled to make their own rules. Now, if the Supreme Court favors Martin before it recesses in July, the precedent will be to bend the rules of sports for all kinds of reasons, including to accommodate disabled athletes. And there are many accomplished disabled athletes who, while still rooting for Martin to be able to chase his dreams, have voiced their agreement with the PGA. Amputee Dan Jensen, who has won the disabled division of the Ironman Triathlon, says he doesn't want special compensation in any race. Either he's an equal of the able-bodied champions, or he isn't. In the end, the Casey Martin case just might inspire the PGA to rethink its rules and allow carts to be used during tournaments. But that should be up to the organization that governs the sport, not the court system. And any rule should pertain to all players, not just one. That's the spirit of world-class sports. Everybody plays by the same rules.
The comments of Diana Nyad, a senior correspondent for Fox Sports News Television.